So God used his word to bring order to Jamie's life, which was once full of chaos. And he can do the same for you. Joyce is going to show you as she answers the question, how do I apply God's word to my situation?
I don't think that we have ever fully realized how amazingly powerful the word of God is, and how, like, I mean, you know, how many of you take some kind of medicine? Okay, well, now, we don't know how it works. It's kind of amazing that you can have some super big problem or a pain somewhere or something going on in your body, and yet you can take a pill, and if you take it on a regular basis, those symptoms will go away. Well, you see, I think that the word of God is medicine for our soul. Amen? I believe that we have got this humongous medicine cabinet that's right here, and it has something in it for everything that ails you. There's help in here for jealousy. There's help in here for condemnation. There's help in here for the lost. There's help in here for the weak. There's help in here for the angry. There's help for our mouth. There's help for our mind. There's help for selfishness. I mean, this is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful book. It is a treasure. Amen? So, understand this, my beloved brethren, that every man be, going to say three things, quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and get angry. Now, I looked at this list this morning, and I personally like to, I like to kind of think about where I'm at spiritually and how am I doing in these areas. So I'll tell you, I don't have a huge problem with anger anymore. God's really worked in my life with that. I mean, years ago, I spent more time being angry than I wasn't angry, but I've got a revelation on that. I don't waste much time with that. I'm not real easily offended because I've kind of trained myself to quickly try to believe the best and believe that if somebody did offend me, that's probably not what they were trying to do. And so that has helped me a lot. However, when it comes to listening, I could still use to grow a little bit because I kind of like talking more than I like listening. And also in the area of being slow to speak. Sometimes I say things before I should say them. However, I am happy to report that I am a lot better than what I used to be. And so you see, I'm so glad that we can celebrate our progress and we don't have to be depressed about how far we still have to go. Amen? Now, when it comes to this listening thing, that we should listen more, obviously we should listen more to people. We can learn a lot if we listen to people. Amen? And but I think it also has another meaning that we need to realize, and that is that we need to always have one ear tuned toward God. And I'd like to kind of present this idea to you this weekend that we basically live in two worlds at one time. We're in this world, but we're also at the same time we're here with our feet on the ground, we're connected to another world. Now, you see me with my feet here on the platform this morning, but you better hope I'm hearing from God. Because if I'm not letting him lead me and guide me, then you probably won't get very much out of this. And so I'm not like sitting here real aware, you know, that God is speaking to me, but I know when I teach that there are times where I will have a plan and I'll get up and what I say has not much to do at all with my plan because God already knows what you need. I think that we talk too quick and we answer people too quick and we need to slow down and think a little bit, make a connection with God. How do you want me to handle this situation? Do you want me to say anything? Do you want me to be quiet? Just taking more time before we pop off an answer can be real wise. I want to give you a biblical example. You might be familiar with the story where Jesus was being taken to task by some of the Pharisees. They were trying to find a reason to find fault with him. And so they brought a woman that was caught in adultery in front of him. And they knew that the law said that they should stone her. And Jesus could not break the law. He kept the law perfectly, so we would be free from the tyranny of living under the law. And when he said on the cross, it is finished, he meant that old system of trying to live under the law of Moses. But he couldn't break the law, so now he's in a situation where the Pharisees are watching to see, what are you going to do? And yet he didn't want the woman to be stoned. And so if you remember the story, Jesus, when they said to him, what do you say? The law says we should stone her to death. What do you say that we should do with her? Because he's out teaching love and mercy. So now, what's he gonna do? You ever felt like you were kind of in a trap somewhere and you're like, well, what am I gonna do now? And so Jesus, the Bible says that he bent down on the ground and he wrote in the sand or the dirt with his finger. Now, what was that all about? What was he doing? And then he gets up and he says, let him who is among you without sin cast the first stone. Well, the answer was perfect, because he didn't break the law with what he said, but he still kept his message about love. Well, whichever one among you has never done anything wrong, then you can be free to cast the first stone. And it says, one by one, they dropped their stones and walked away. And so I think if we would take more time to listen to what we should be saying before we open our mouth, things would get a lot better. Verse 21, so get rid of all uncleanness and the rampant outgrowth of wickedness, and in a humble, gentle, modest spirit, receive and welcome the word which implanted and rooted in your hearts contains the power to save your soul. So if we look at this in context, he's saying, okay, now listen to this. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to take offense, and slow to get angry. Because your anger doesn't, it's not the right thing. It's not the way God wants us to live. And so here's some help for you. Be sure that you receive the word of God with an attitude of meekness, because it contains the power to save your soul, or if you will, it contains the power to tear down that spirit of anger that you're feeling, and actually will give you the strength. The word of God will give us the strength that we need to let go of things that God wants us to let go of, and it will give us the strength to do the things that God wants us to do. Here's what I would do if I was angry and I was having a very difficult time getting over it. I would look up several scriptures on anger. Because see, here's the thing. If I've got a headache, putting a Band-Aid on my head don't help. So we need to take the word of God purposefully, depending on what we need. If I've got a bad attitude, looking up scriptures on how I can be blessed is not going to change my attitude. Come on, I know it's early, you can get this. Amen. And so what I'm telling you is that the word of God can be used specifically for specific situations. Like, I recommend, if you are starting out in a walk with God and you have all these boatloads of problems, things that you need to grow up in and get over, I mean, it's fine to be on a certain Bible reading plan. I think that's great discipline. But if I were you, if you're having a specific problem with something, I would commit to studying the Word of God in that area. Are you with me? Study the Word of God in that area, because there's power in the Word to help you solve the problem that you have. So let's just say that I'm angry and just really want to go rip somebody's head off, but I know that's not what God wants me to do. So now, this is a little book we have. We call it the Purple Book, but it's about the power of speaking God's word out loud. And it's divided up into categories for you. So it's kind of like a real quick, like, man, I'm in trouble. I'm about to tell somebody off and I need to get some medicine here. Help me. Except they put a thing on here and now it's tearing my page. Okay, there. So I can get this and I can go, I will bridle my anger, I will trash my wrath, I will cool my pipes. God will help me. I follow the example of the Lord, who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy and loving kindness. I am slow to anger and I have great understanding. I am not like he who is hasty of spirit, exposing and exalting his folly. I speak soft answers that turn away wrath. not grievous words that stir up anger. And so there's three pages of these kind of scriptures here. And I can tell you the truth, if you read these out loud, it won't be long and your soul will start to calm down and you're gonna start to feel better and better and better. Now, all anybody can do in my position is tell you what will help you. But knowing what I've said is not gonna do what needs to be done. It's you going home and doing it when you have a personal situation going on in your life that will make the changes. That's what I would do even right now. If I was having a huge problem with something and I could not get over it, let's just say I was having an attack of jealousy. I heard some really good news about somebody that I'm not real crazy about, and I'm not real happy, if you want to know the truth, that they got blessed. And I don't want to feel that way. I know that's not God's will for me, because jealousy and envy rots the bones. Well, I don't want rotten bones. I want to have strong bones. So I would look up several scriptures on jealousy. I would pray, God, you got to help me. And then I would take my medicine. Are you out there today? I would take my medicine and I would let it help heal my soul. Be a doer of the word. Obey the message, not just a listener to it. Then he says, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning, which is contrary to the truth. Now that's kind of a mouthful and we could miss what he's trying to say. So let's just slow down and take it apart. If I can go to church three times a week, and I can watch Christian TV every morning, and I can listen to teaching CDs on the way to work, but if I don't do then what I've heard, it does me nor anybody else any good at all. Because the Bible does not say that we're blessed in our hearing, it says we're blessed in our doing.